Hey, good morning, everybody. We're up to Tehillim, Mizmor, Kuf, Tesvav, as we make our way through what is known as the Halal HaMitzri, the regular Halal that we recite for all of our Yomim Tovim and by Minhag on Rosh Chodesh. We have here the contrast between Hashem and all false gods. So we have Lulanu Adonai Lulanu Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavod Al Chastacha. This is the famous argument that we have, that Moshe makes after the Egel Azav. Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemor, Birah Hotziyam, that Hashem couldn't do it for us. So the argument from not our own merits, but the argument on behalf of the Jewish people, as Aseh Laman Shemecha, we'll start saying on Motzei Shabbos, and for the next month, basically, even for your own name's sake, V'Elohinu V'Hashemayim Kol Asher Chavetz Asah, we know that Hashem can do it. And it's a matter of desire. Atzabehem kesev izav maseh yadei adam. Their idols are made of gold and silver, and they're of human creation. Pelham v'lo yidaberu, and ayim lam v'lo yiru, aznayim lam v'lo yishmo, aflam v'lo yirichu. They have no sensory capacity. They certainly cannot speak, they cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot smell. Yadehem v'lo yimishu, they have no sense of touch as well. Ragleim v'lo yalechu, they're totally inert. Lo yehagu bigonam, they're incapable of even making sound. And as a result of that, says David HaMelech, kemohem yihiyu osehem kol asher boteach behem. All those who place their trust in them will ultimately be like them. They will be paralyzed, they will be immobilized. The image from Sefer Melachim of Eliyahu at Har HaKarmel, when he was taking on all of the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and they were rendered, you know, completely impotent when their gods, who of course were not gods, they were not able to help them. They were completely and utterly unresponsive. And in contrast, we say, Yisrael b'tach b'adunai ezram umaginam hu. We place our trust in the all-powerful God who is both the one who helps us, we try to help ourselves, and Hashem can sometimes push us over the finish line. Umaginam, not only is He the one that helps us, but even more, right, sometimes He shields us in ways that we're not even aware of it. So skipping ahead a little bit to the end of this particular parak, I really wanted to focus on the last three verses. Hashamayim shamayim adonai v'haaretz nasan livnei adam. The heavens are unto God and the earth is given to human beings. Famously, the Gemara in Brachos poses a contradiction, or at least superficially what appears to be a contradiction, based on the pasuk, shamayim shamayim l'ashem v'haaretz nasan livnei adam. It sounds like the earth is ours. At the pasuk in Mizmor Chavdalet says, we'll say it in Mariv of Rosh Hashanah, Le David Mizmor La Hashem Haaretz Umloah Tevel VeYoshveva, that Hashem possesses the earth. So the Gemara gives a very, seems like a clever answer, but there's really a deep idea to it, as we'll get to in a second. Kan Kodem Bracha Kan Laachar Bracha. So before the bracha is recited, what the Rav would always refer to as a matir, that we're not allowed to benefit from this world. Aser La Adam Lehenos Min Olam Zeblo Bracha. It's considered to be almost defiling that which is sacred, defiling that which is kodesh, performing an act of me'ila, usurping that which is hektesh, without reciting a bracha. After we recite a bracha, it goes from l'Hashem ha'aretz l'Allah to a status ha'aretz nasan li'vnei adam. We'll try to get a deeper perspective in just a moment on that Gemara. And then, famously, the next pasuk, lo ha'meisim yahalulu yah v'lo kol yordei duma, that Yahadus, Judaism, abhors death in the sense that it may be true, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos states, that Yafa Sha'acha Shal Koras Ruach V'olam Abba Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh, that the bliss of the next world outstrips any joy we could imagine in this world, but we're not in it for the joy, we're in it for the sense of being able to serve Hashem and to grow and to achieve all that there is to achieve. And so in that sense, we embrace life and all of the things that we've talked about over the last 6 months. V'chai b'hem v'nishmartem me'od l'nafsho seichem. In this week's parasha, v'ein asati l'vanecha hayom esachayim v'esatov v'esamaves v'esareu v'charta b'chayim v'mantichi atav v'zarecha, the obligation to choose life. All of that is wrapped up with the idea of yafa sha'achas p'tar v'mitzvah s'v'olam ezem mikol chayi olam haba. All that is wrapped up with the idea that we have a singular opportunity every moment of the day to consecrate that moment. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed captures this so beautifully. Hachi Kamar, this is what David meant when he uttered this pasuk of Lo Hamesim Yahaluya, La Olam Yasar Kodem Torah Mitzvos Kodem Shiyam Lo Shekevan Shemes Batal Min HaTorah U Min HaMitzvos Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Shabach Bo V'Hana Dem Rabbi Yochanan Ma Dechsev HaMesim Chavshi. What does it mean when it says Mesim or Chavshi? What does it mean? They're free from burdens? No, on the contrary, they're bereft of opportunity. Kevan Shemes Adam Nasa Chavshi Min HaTorah Min HaMitzvos U Dekamar Shlomo, when Shlomo says V'Shabeach Ani Es HaMesim Shekvar Mesu, that does not mean what you already think, that, oh, it's better to be not here than to be here, but rather it's a reference to the fact that sometimes that we have to appeal to the zechus of those who are no longer here to get us off the hook. Zechor le'Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha, that we have to, if we're, our own zechuyos are insufficient, we have to make an appeal to zechus avos. So the point really is that this notion of Lo HaMesim Yihalu Yav Lo Kol Yerdei Duma, this is Jewish philosophy in a pasuk. That we don't run to the next world. We're here to work. We're here to grow. We're here to try to consecrate every moment. I think that is exactly what the Gemara, it wasn't just a clever answer of Kan Kodem Bracha or Kan La'achar HaBracha. The Gemara meant to say, in Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam, Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam means that, yes, God gives us the world, but God gives us the world in a contingent manner. Not to do whatever we please, but Kan La'achar Bracha, if we recognize that the world was given to us by God for the sake of advancing His work, then we should do as much as we can with it, and with great latitude and leeway for us to express our human creativity and to be full partners. Kan la'achar bracha. Once we take a moment to recognize that really God is sovereign and He's created space for us to be effective partners for Him in this world. And if that's true, so then that isn't only just a privilege, but an enormous responsibility for us to consecrate every single moment. Lo HaMesim Yahaluya V'lo Kol Yerdei Duma. It doesn't just mean that we have to be alive to do the work, but we have to do it with a certain verve, a sense of joie de vivre, a sense of alacrity and passion. And it's, of course, famously Chazal Darshan, based on this pasuk, Lo HaMesim Yahaluya. Lulav Hayavesh is Pasal, the Lulav, which is supposed to be a Chatzah Shal Simcha, Usmachtam Lithi Hashem Okecham Shivas Yamim, it's a way of service of God through joy, so it can't be dried out, it can't be bereft of emotion and conviction. Lo HaMesim Yahalu Yav, Lo Kol Yerdei Duma, Vanachnu, and as for us, Nivarech Yah Me'atav Yad Olam Halu Yah, that we will take the opportunity to, again, here's that root of Bracha once more, today, tomorrow, and as long as we're here, as long as we have the opportunity to be here, to do everything in our power, to be Meshabeach Hashem, in word, but also indeed, in all of our actions, Ha'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, it's given to us, as the Rambam says, what should a person do in this world? La'asok Bechachmo V'yeshuvo Shel Olam, Yafet Tamatara Sheyeshim HaMelacha, Yafet Tamatarim Derech Eretz, that the mutual advancement of Torah, advancement of the world and society, that is our sacred undertaking. That is the way in which we can most fully serve Hashem, who, of course, is the master of the universe, but enabled us, elevated us, and ennobled us by giving us the opportunity to be His full partners.